I personally think commissions are a really smart way to gain lifelong advocates of your work.
Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, whiskey enthusiast, and massive cheerleader of artists. I'm hugely passionate about helping artists discover their next step by bringing the clarity, the strategy, and the inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. Whatever creative dream you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist.
I did an episode a little while back about the commission process. It was episode number 4, and it talked about what to consider before saying yes to doing a commission. If you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend listening to that either now or straight after listening to that episode. It's episode number 4. I'll link to it in the episode notes, but I really talk about what to consider before you say yes to a commission, pricing, strategy, deposits, how to protect yourself, relationships with your collectors. It's a super helpful episode. So if commissions is part of your strategy, definitely go back and re-listen to that episode. And that episode also includes a totally free resource to help you with your commission process. One of the things we talk about in that episode is protecting yourself and your relationship with the client by having a pre-written document about commissions that you can send to clients that includes timeframe, expectations, pricing, and deposit. Now, I have actually created a commission document that you can send to your clients. All you have to do is just fill in the blanks. It also comes with a note-taking template that you can use for when you're doing consults with people before commissions. It's been a super popular resource. I would highly recommend listening to that episode either now or straight after this one. Okay, let's get into this week's episode. In this episode, we're going to look at 5 things that you can implement today if you want to see more commissions come your way. With the change in the economy and art sales slowing down just a little bit, a lot of artists are turning towards commissions. As long as you've implemented some of the suggestions that I make in episode 4 about protecting yourself as an artist, commissions is a really low risk way for you to make art sales because someone's already paid their deposit, and if someone is coming to you with a commission, then you know they are genuinely interested. And commissions often bring in a large sum of money. I personally think commissions are a really smart way to gain lifelong advocates of your work. And in this episode, you'll find 5 things that you can implement today to see more commissions coming your way. Okay, number 1, make it easy for people to A, know that you do commissions, and B, reach out to you about potentially getting a commission. I know this sounds simple, but if you really want commissions to be a key part of your strategy, you need to make it known that you do commissions and make it super easy for people to contact you about them. So here are some ways to let people know that commissions are something that you do. Number 1, included in the storytelling on your social media and your email list. So this can look like showing stories about commissions that you are either working on now or that you've worked on in the past, sharing videos about commissions in process, or if you haven't done any commissions yet, just share images or videos of works in process now and still talk about commission spots opening up. You can go live talking about what's involved in a commission, what are the expectations, what's the process, because sometimes people don't even realize that they want a commission until you start talking about commissions and sharing about why they are special and why they are important and why they're a good idea. You can also, and I would definitely recommend, having a page on your website where you talk about the commission process and, importantly, what to do if they are interested. At the very least, include in your Instagram bio and your Instagram link, whether you use Linktree or something similar, that you do commissions. Even if commissions are closed, I still have it as part of my Instagram bio. I might say something like commissions currently closed and something along the lines of tap on the link to go on the waitlist. Either way, you want people to know that you do commissions, either for now or for the future. So let it be known through all of your communication, whether it's your email list or your social media, that commissions are something that you do. Plant the seed for commissions in your collectors' minds. The other part of this is making sure that you make it super easy for people to reach out to you about commissions and be really clear how you want them to do that. So in all of your social posts, whether it's a story or a post or a reel, tell people how to contact you about commissions. Do they use the link in your bio to email you? Do they DM you? Is there a form? Whatever you want them to do, make sure that you make it really clear for them to know how to reach out to you. On my website, I have a page dedicated to commissions where people can find out a little bit about the process, and I make it really clear how to contact me. They fill in a super short, easy form, just their name and their email, and then I have my email system automated. So as soon as they fill out that form, they automatically get sent an email with all of the commission details that they need. The process, a price guide, everything gets sent to them. And bonus, I grow my email list, which is a major win. Number two is make the process clear. It really blows my mind how many people are actually really scared about reaching out about commissions because they don't want to accidentally commit to something if they're not totally sure what's involved and how much it will cost. Clearly outlining the process and having a price guide, somewhere that's easy to find, can give people the confidence that they need to reach out. You can make the process of commissions really clear and sort of demystify it for people by just really sharing about it. It might be a blog post, a page on your website, an automated email that gets sent to people when they sign up about commissions, and also definitely utilize your socials. Spend lots of time chatting about the process and giving people an opportunity to ask questions in a non-threatening, non-committal kind of way. I'm not sure that that's even a word, but I'm going with it. Now, I know that not everybody wants to publicize their prices, and I totally get that. So that's where that automated form can be really handy. So when people are genuinely interested in getting a commission, they can fill out the form and you can send them the commission info document. And that way, just the people who actually need it can have that document. If you've already listened to episode 4 about commissions, chances are you've already downloaded my free commission resource. But just in case you haven't, I think I will just link to it in the episode notes. The resource includes a fill-in-the-blanks template you can use to communicate with your collectors about the commission process, and it even has a form to use to guide you through the initial consult with collectors. It's totally free, and I will link to it in the show notes. Okay, number 3. Leverage current collectors. Another way to get more commissions is by making it easy for people to refer you. So when I sell work, whether it's a commission or not, I always provide a number of just beautiful postcards. Enough for collectors to keep one, but also enough for collectors to give away. These will always have my details, both in text, but also as a scannable QR code for easy access. So when someone comments on one of my paintings in a current collector's home, they can pull out one of those postcards or a business card And that new potential collector can scan the QR code and it can connect them directly to my website, my email list, my socials. You see, the art that you already have on someone's wall is a great advertisement. So do everything that you can to leverage that. Number four is to connect with local collectors. Put your pick your pants on. Go to art shows and openings and local galleries. People love a good chat at these shows. When I first moved to Sydney, I knew no one and had no connections, so I really did put my big girl pants on, and I would go along to these opening nights at local galleries. And honestly, I mostly went on my own because I had no friends, but also it forced me to talk to people in the room because, hello, guess who goes to art shows? Other artists who you can connect with and art collectors. When you strike up a conversation with someone at an art show, they will inevitably ask you what you do. So be prepared to say that you're an artist and be ready to show them your work. You're amongst art lovers. So either have photos on a folder in your phone with current work you're proud of, or better yet, open up your Instagram and show them there. Now, Instagram actually has this super cool feature that many people overlook, and that is that it has a QR code embedded into the app, which kind of acts like a little digital business card that connects people straight to your Instagram. So rather than just showing people your Instagram and then moving on, not making that connection, in the options section, there's a little button that says QR code. If you tap on that, the person that you're talking to can scan that QR code with their phone and it will take them straight to your Instagram profile. No need to be all like, how do you spell that? Is that you? They just scan the code and they can follow you straight away. Whenever you meet someone who asks about your art, always open up that scanner. That way, once the conversation is finished, they're now a follower and the relationship can continue. If you're listening to this episode when it comes out, make sure you hop on over to my Instagram because I will upload a little tutorial that shows you exactly how to use this Instagram QR code feature. If you're looking for me on Instagram, you can just search The Optimistic Artist and Monique's story will pop up. I would love to connect with you on there. Tip number five for getting more commissions is change up your commission strategy to create more demand. Now, I've told this story before, but when I started out as an artist, I was selling prints on my website. But when I changed my strategy from doing prints to selling originals through the online launch, I needed to get rid of my prints. So I announced, hey, look, I'm no longer doing prints. This is your last week to get any prints. And then guess what happened? I sold so many prints. Now, I didn't sell these prints to new people. These were people that were always there. They had always loved my work. They were just going to get around to it. But they never did because I never gave them a reason to. Until I did. Until I said, look, you've gone 1 week to get these prints. And then suddenly that spurred people into action. And it can be the same with commissions. I know for me, every time I go home back to New Zealand, I try to do a commission while I'm there. Now, this is a great incentive for people because if I do a commission while I'm in New Zealand, that can save people a lot of money because they don't have to pay the tax and they don't have to pay for shipping, but I'm only there for a limited time. So somebody who's been thinking about a commission, when they find out that they can save themselves between $800 to $1,000, that's incentive to take action. If your commission spots are always open, always available, then even if people love your work, they might be falling into that one day category. If you've set a time that commission spots are open and you only take a limited number, it might be just a push that people need who have been on the fence for a while and they just need a little help to take action. I really believe that a main reason why my collections sell out so quickly is that my work is just not always available. I only release collections a few times a year. There's a limited number, it's first in, first serve, and I really believe that this can apply to commissions too. So to summarize, if your uptake on commission spots are a little slow or you're looking to increase how many you do, firstly, make it known through all of your communications that commissions are part of what you do and make it super easy for people to reach out to you. And I want you to really assess the situation because you know that you have commissions and you know you want people to email you, but really have a look at your communications, have a look at your posts, have a look at your Instagram bio, have a look at your website. Is it super clear and easy for people to know that you do commissions and how you want them to reach out to you about them? Number two, remove possible barriers by making the process super clear for potential collectors. Do this by sharing on your socials and also by having a commission info document that you can send to people with the process and with the price guide. And this is where that free drag and drop template that I made for you will come in super handy. Don't forget to download that for free in the show notes. Number three, leverage your current collectors by equipping them to become your number one advocates by including postcards and business cards with any work that you sell. Number four, connect with local collectors by going to art gallery openings and art shows around you. Don't forget to head on over to my Instagram to learn how to use Instagram's QR code feature to make it easy for people to connect with you when you do meet them. And lastly, maybe think about changing your commission strategy by using the power of scarcity to create demand. And remember, people need a little bit of warming up before committing to a commission. So don't just suddenly post that there are spots open and expect them to be filled straight away. Use that power of storytelling to help your audience understand what a commission is, what's so special about it, why they should consider one, what's involved. Use video, use Q&A, use lives, emails, posts, stories to really help your audience be ready to step into action when you do open commissions. Commissions are a really smart way to bring in income in between collections or shows and to make really deep connections with collectors and turn them into lifelong advocates. If you've been listening and you really think that you want to make commissions a big part of your strategy this year, then head on over to moniquestory.com/commission guide, and it will take you straight to a page where you can listen to episode 3, which I highly recommend, or maybe it's episode 4, I don't know. Go to moniquestory.com/commission guide, and it will take you to the episode that I did all about how to get the most from your commissions and that free resource that I talked about.
The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.